This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers in the House of Representatives will vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A U.S. Army officer in the White House National Security Staff told the House impeachment inquiry Tuesday that he was so concerned that President Trump urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq. He came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duffy appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number three House Republican Liz Cheney says enough.
We need to show that we are better than that as a nation.
And while the GOP may not agree with Vindman, criticizing his patriotism is shameful.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. California's largest utility company began to shut off power to millions of people as hundreds of firefighters struggle to contain the wind-fueled wildfires ahead of a stronger wind gust expected later in the evening. The blackouts are aimed at preventing wildfires sparked by equipment damage by strong winds, the most recent of which broke out Monday near the Getty Museum on the west side of Los Angeles. The area is where some of the city's most expensive houses are located. Fire forced thousands to evacuate. A federal judge has blocked Alabama's near-total abortion ban from taking effect next month, saying the law is clearly unconstitutional. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued an expected preliminary injunction blocking Alabama from enforcing the law that would make performing an abortion a felony in almost all cases. The ruling came after abortion providers sued to block the law from taking effect next month. Energized by new conservatives on the Supreme Court, Alabama and other states have attempted to enact new restrictions on abortion in the hopes of getting Supreme Court justices to reconsider Roe v. Wade. I'm Shelley Adler.
The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to officially recognize the mass killings of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire as genocide. The historic vote is seen as a rebuke to Turkey, which has spent nearly a century denying there was a genocide. The Turkish foreign minister said the resolution was, in his words, Congress revenged for Turkey's incursion into northern Syria. There has been no reaction so far from the Trump administration. Protesters took to the streets of Chile's capital Tuesday for the 12th day, despite efforts by the president, Sebastián Piñera, to shuffle his cabinet in an attempt to tame the crisis. Protests that began back in October over a subway fare increase in Santiago have grown into demands of improved economic equality in the country, as well as reforms in the pension and medical systems. The billionaire president last week also offered a host of proposals to try to calm the protesters, including a raise in the minimum wage and pensions, as well as lower prices for medicines and the public transportation. But that has done little to appease the demonstrators, who see his efforts as too little too late. Chicago's mayor is accusing leaders of the city's teachers union of holding up the resolution of a contract over political issues as a strike keeps classrooms closed there. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said that Chicago's teachers union officials have demanded that she support state legislation affecting the district's appointed school board and labor laws. Lightfoot says those demands are a major block to reaching a deal that would end the strike that has kept thousands of students out of class for some 9 days in the nation's third largest school district. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.